So I'm just standing in the hallway again, away from the actual build, because it's very noisy in there, because the students are just rapidly pulling bits of materials together and pulling these modules together. I'm with one of the lecturers from the, I presume, over all of the courses that the students have undertaken, and I'm not going to abuse her native tongue and her language by trying to pronounce her name. She's going to do that for me, and she's also going to tell me a little bit about. I'm going to try and spell it out now. She's not even on there, is it? Sorry.
Sorry.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lucelia.
Daisy, I would have never got that in a million years. Tell me a little bit about what you do at the University of Nottingham.
I've been teaching at the University of Nottingham for a little while now, but full time for about 1.5 years. And I was working with the students in studio who designed the house. So we did a competition within the studio group, and all the students designed houses, and these students, Ben, Rachel, Chris, were the winners, and we carried on working since then. So it's been 1 year now.
Okay, so whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm from Brazil, São Paulo.
So there's not any sort of like, has Brazil got an entry into the Solar Decathlon?
Yes.
So there's no sort of like in-house sort of behind the scenes feedback information?
I know most of the people from Brazil who are designing the house, because of course in our area, environmental design and sustainable architecture is quite small, so everyone knows everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite good friends. So we communicate once in a while to see how we're doing and you know how late we are together.
What made you come to Nottingham? Why Nottingham? And
I came to Nottingham in 2004 to do a master's course, and then I did my PhD after that, mm-hmm. and then I stayed here working and teaching.
Okay. So what's been the most fulfilling thing about the training that you've done in the last year? What have you seen that have come out of the students? Have you seen, you know, a talent or a skill that you've not seen before come out of the students? Or have you been able to take away something and go, actually, that last year was really beneficial?
I think there are loads of really beneficial things and lots of things that were really impressive. But for me, the greatest thing about last year and how the whole thing worked is that the students got so close and they're so good, such good friends now, even the ones that already left, because the module includes diploma students and master's students. So obviously the master's students finish and go back home. But the whole group became so close. It was such a wonderful feeling to get everyone together, always going out and coming for this and working for free weekends, evenings, anytime, just because they were excited about the project, excited about learning, and that was absolutely brilliant.
I think you bring up an interesting point, actually. I think the world has slowly changed. The more communication tools we've got like Facebook and Twitter and these ways of keeping in touch with people. Once you get behind the scenes, it's no longer about people doing a project. The people talking to people. And when people get on with people, the project just comes naturally. It's like everything else in life. If you can communicate with people, your wishes, your wants, you know, everything else comes naturally, I find. So that's really empowering. So basically, this house is going to be awesome then.
Yeah.
You know, but if there's that much passion in going behind it, it's going to be an awesome project.
I mean, there are so many times, there are so many examples. But for example, if I give you one, when we did the competition, we seen the studio group. There are about 30-something students, many different groups. I think there are about 7-8 groups that presented a different house each. And one was the winner. And after we selected the winner, the next day we said, everyone has to come and help us as much as you can to put this together to submit us the competition entry. And the whole group came together and worked until midnight on someone else's project to submit for free, for nothing.
That's amazing.
And then we made a big barbecue and enjoy ourselves. So it was absolutely brilliant to see everyone actually talk and everyone work on their strengths. So one was doing, well, if you do daylight better, do daylight then, put it together, let's put within the project. And it was just absolutely brilliant. I think that was the best part, is getting everyone together.
So what's next for you?
For me, seeing the house completed as soon as we can. Or at least as much as we, at least if we can have a feel for the house for EcoBuilt, I'm going to be happy enough. Mm. I'm also coordinating the interior design, so I have to carry on.
How does it make you feel when something like that's built?
I think it's brilliant. I think when I was in university, if I had the chance to build a house that I designed, I would be over the moon.
Because you don't get that sort of hands-on experience. You don't get to build the stuff you sketch.
Yeah, of course. That's what I keep telling Ben, Rich, and Chris. You know, you're going to look back to this and going to think, my God, I actually built my house that I designed in university.
That's incredible.
In my 5th year, it's not even my 6th year.
Some people don't do that in their lifetime.
No.
So to do it as part of the sort of the years when you're actually building towards a job and a career, and go into an office and
even
say,
then,
I've actually built one.
Yeah, even then, you're going to be working with in an office, for example, and you're going to be building someone else's house, someone else's project, not your own all the time. So you're probably going to do that maybe with your own house at some point, or when you're already famous and have your own practice. And still, you're going to share with others because you're not going to have the time. So I think it's definitely brilliant.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. And I know you're a busy lady, so I'll speak to you again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.